Welcome back. Day 3. Yesterday, you named the 7 capacities and wrote which ones power the 3 reasons people come to you. Today, you sharpen the picture. You take inventory. This is the chair Paul calls the audit chair, and it is the cleanest mirror in the book. Here is the line from chapter 3. You cannot lead with a premium you have never named. So before you build it, you take inventory. Most professionals never do this. Paul is direct about it. They sense they bring something valuable, but they could not tell you what it is in one clean sentence. And a value you cannot name is a value you cannot grow, cannot charge for, and cannot defend. The audit is how you stop guessing. Ask most people what they do, and they answer with a title or a list of tasks. That is the fungible layer, the part the machine is already absorbing. The audit forces you underneath it, to the question that actually matters. When the tasks are free, what is left that is still worth paying for? Here is the exercise, exactly as Paul writes it. Take a single sheet of paper, draw 2 columns. In the left column, list everything you actually do in a typical week. Be specific and be honest. The recurring meetings, the reports, the reviews, the conversations, the follow-ups, the decisions, everything. In the right column, mark each item with 1 question. Could a capable AI do this for free today or clearly soon? Watch what happens. Most of the left column moves to the right. That is not failure. That is the map. What refuses to move? The work that still says only a human and really only you. That is the raw ore of your human premium. Then go past the tasks to the people. What do they seek you out for by name? When does someone say, ask her, instead of ask the team? That repeated request is your signal. Cross it with the 7 capacities: empathy, judgment, trust, presence, taste, purpose, care. A pattern appears. Maybe people trust your judgment under pressure. Maybe they come for your taste, your read on what is worth doing. That pattern is your premium. Getting specific. Paul flags 1 quiet danger inside this chapter. The biggest threat to your premium is not the machine. It is that you bury your premium under busy work that feels productive. The fungible tasks are comfortable. They are measurable. They let you feel busy and safe. And every hour you spend doing the automatable work out of habit or pride is an hour you did not invest in the part of you that cannot be copied. The premium starves in plain sight. So the audit is not a paperwork exercise. It is a survival exercise. You are looking for what stays, and you are noticing what you have been hiding behind. Now your practice. Sheet of paper, 2 columns. Left side, everything you did this past week. Right side, the could AI do this for free, today or soon question? Be honest. If the honest answer is yes, mark it yes, even if it makes you uncomfortable, especially if it makes you uncomfortable. Then circle the items in the left column that would not move, the ones a machine cannot do for free. Next to each circled item, write which of the 7 capacities it draws on. Most circled items will draw on 2 or 3 capacities at once. When you finish, look at the circles. The ones that repeat are your premium. Probably 1 or 2 capacities will show up over and over. That is your specific edge. The rest of the course is how you sharpen it. One note before you start. Do not edit the left column to look impressive. The point is to see what your week actually contains, not what you wish it contained. The audit only works if it is real. Here is why this matters. Most people skip this step. They keep working hard at fungible work, hoping effort alone will save them. It will not. Effort applied to the wrong column is the quiet crisis in motion. The audit is what redirects effort toward the work only you can do. Paul writes that the premium is what refuses to move. Today you find out what refuses to move in your week. Tomorrow, day 4, we start sharpening. Empathy and judgment, the two capacities that do the most work in the highest stakes moments. Do the audit, honestly. See you tomorrow.